Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. I'm Melanie Borbo. Are you a busy mom that suffers with that dark cloud of despair that threatens to consume you? And you so badly want to get your happy back and you want to be that energetic, motivated self you once were, but you're just not really sure how to get there? No problem. I've totally got you covered. I have a couple questions for you that's going to help you clarify. So the first question is, do you think that you are an incredibly happy woman with only sunshine and unicorns every day of your life all the time? No? Imagine. Number two, a little bit more serious question is, are you willing to consume drugs that are used for mental health with numerous side effects for the rest of your life? No? Okay, well, how about number three? Are you willing or able to pay an expensive therapist who may or may not be there when you actually need her or him? If none of these experiences are what you want to have in your life, then you are absolutely in the right place. And I believe with everything in me that what God is having me do with this podcast is going to help women just like you to overcome depression and anxiety. And the reason that I can say that is because for the last, you know, 4 or 5-ish years, I can't remember exactly when I started, but I've been working one-on-one with women, and like I say, sometimes men, to help them overcome depression and anxiety. I was trained as a facilitator for a program, which is fantastic. It's an amazing program, but God has recently showed me that He wants me to expand on that program and the experiences that I've had with women, you know, in coaching, either in my home or their homes. And I want you to hear this testimony that a client that I'm working with right now, she just wrote this into me, and I just wanted you to share it with you. Jen says, the program we have been going through with Melanie has been a godsend and has already helped me so much. We faced many incredibly challenging times this past few years, very desperate situations, then a failed marriage was a breaking point for me. It felt like everything was covered in a shadow of darkness, and I would never be able to experience real joy. Everything made me cry. Failure consumed me, and it was all I could think about. Both my daughter and I started the depression coaching with Melanie, and I couldn't be more grateful. We still have a long way to go, but I can say that working with Melanie has had more of an impact than thousands of dollars of therapy ever has. I appreciate the time she takes, the challenges, and the accountability so much. I feel like I'm slowly coming out of my shell and opening up once again. I am no longer consumed with self-pity, and I feel more joyful and hopeful too. I'm thanking Jesus for Melanie and the gift of this beautiful program. That just, when I read that, you know, it just, well, obviously made me cry, right? Because to me, to see that transformation in someone who didn't ever think they would have a transformation is the most rewarding work that I could ever feel like I'm doing, right? And so praise the Lord that He has trained me up and has given me the heart to do this work. And so, you know, I believe that this podcast, and this is what I want for this podcast, this is my desire, and I believe that this is God's desire as well, is that this podcast will be a place of encouragement, inspiration, motivation to help you on those days when you just wish you had someone to talk to. So I want the podcast to seem very, you know, like you and I are having a coffee chat, like we're just catching up. And so I'm going to be really real. I'm going to be really raw because that's who I am and that's how I love to show up. So, yeah, you know, just stick around for this podcast. And if you feel so inclined, leave me a review. It's just going to help other people who need to hear what I am, you know, podcasting about to be able to find this podcast. So I do look forward to seeing you on the next episode. So in the meantime, take care and God bless.